Your guess. Okay, let's get the show on the road. Okay, so welcome everyone to our Women in Mechanical Contracting, the Voice podcast. This is episode 3. So today we're going to be talking about mentorships. We have two great hosts, or sorry, guests here today. First off, we have Sarah Oakley, who is a manager with WXN. She's the manager of professional development and networking. So welcome, Sarah. We also have Jane Gowing, who is part of the WMC initiative. She is our vice chair. She is also works for Black and McDonald. She is a past WXN top 100 winner. And for Black and McDonald, she is the director of construction for water and wastewater. So welcome both ladies. Thank you so much for joining me today on our podcast. It's
Thank
great
you,
to be here.
Rachel. Great to
So
be here.
Sarah, I'll start with you. If you wouldn't mind giving us just a brief kind of background and description of WXN.
Absolutely. So WXN has been around since 1997. We just recently celebrated our 25th anniversary, which was amazing. Our mission in under our CEO, Sherry Stevens, is to meaningfully propel and celebrate the advancement of professional women at all levels, in all sectors, and of all ages. So our goal is to advocate for diversity and inclusion in business, on corporate boards, and within senior leadership. We champion the development, advancement, and recognition of women across Canada. And actually, we just launched in the USA as well. So we're bringing our mission there as well. And we foster and celebrate development through our learning programs, networking, events, research, and more. So there's lots going on at WXN, and we are constantly getting better and better and adding more and more. But those are our basis of the way that we work and what we like to bring across to everyone.
Yeah. Thanks, Sarah. I know I was just actually on the WXN website preparing for this all. There's just so much. Like, you all have your events. You obviously have like the top 100, which we'll get into shortly. But one of the things we wanted to talk about is the Raw Courage Coaching Program. So, do you mind talking about the history on that and what that program entails?
Absolutely. So we've run the program for 2 years. It morphed a little bit from our past program, which was called our Wisdom Program. Keeping the same idea of professional development and developing and moving ahead in our careers and our personal lives, but with a little bit more. So it is a 6 month, sorry, 6 month virtual program, and it encompasses a few different items. So the first one would be 6 3-hour sessions, which are the intake sessions, and they are, that goal setting, step-by-step system. And through that program, through those lessons, you're learning goal setting and those boundaries, or sorry, those, it's the word I'm looking for, the hurdles that you're going to hit along the way and how to deal with that. So there's those 6 3-hour sessions. They're interactive. So it sounds like, I don't want to sit for 3 hours, but it's interactive and very engaging. It's not just an in, I, we call them the input lessons, but it's not just sitting, taking notes, watching a PowerPoint. You're definitely connecting with other women, and really learning from each other and alongside each other. There's also a piece that involves group coaching. We call it our open coaching sessions. They are 1 hour a month and a chance for further guidance. There's a lot of different pieces within there that help with that goal setting. They complete Clifton Strengths assessment, which is another tool to use towards achieving those goals. You get your top five, they call them the themes, which just really help you see how you can use those towards helping your reaching those goals. There's a mentorship piece, which is again what we're here to talk about. So they do have within there, you get 6 1-hour sessions with your mentor, and that's a super exciting piece. We pair, this actually has been brought over from the Wisdom program. We personally pair the mentor and the mentee based on an application package that the participants complete. we put together a matching process where we have our mentors, which are top 100 and now our Canadian Equity, Diversity and Inclusion Award winners. So it's always been that top 100 piece, but we introduced Canadian Equity, Diversity and Inclusion Awards and have included those winners as our mentors as well. So we pair them. It's been such a great aspect that we really wanted to bring that over from that wisdom program into the Rock Courage coaching program. And we try to involve those winners as much as we can by having a panel discussion to show how really, again, it's really important to learn from others and what has happened. So it's nice to in their lives and see, you know, where they've come from and what they've gone through. So we do have a panel discussion within there as well. So a lot of pieces from the wisdom program have been brought open over to this Raw Courage coaching program. We run it alongside an organization called Courageous Living and have two women from there, Tanya Chernova and Joanna Andros. They run as facilitators. So we've had two successful years and really excited to have that third year coming. Very exciting.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much for sharing, Sarah. So Jane, you actually have been part of WSN and it's really cool. Obviously, you're our WMC vice chair. So do you mind talking about your experience with the WXN and just kind of how you were involved in that?
Sure. Way back in 2009, one of my employees nominated me for the WXN Top 100. In the entrepreneur category, which I don't even think that category exists still. They've renamed some of them. So it was a very interesting process. You have to fill out a questionnaire, explain why you think you're deserving of the award, get reference letters. So it was quite the process to apply. And I was very honored to actually be awarded one of the top 100 positions. As you said, there is so much information on the website. There are so many resources that you can tap into. It opened up a lot of information for me. And I had been running my own construction company for 7 years at the time. So it was really helpful to me to have these resources available. Once I had won, it opened up some other opportunities, one being a judge for the next year's applicants, which was interesting all on its own. And, you know, you read these application forms and it's quite amazing what women can do when they put their minds to it. As far as business goes. And then the following year, I was offered the opportunity to actually become a mentor. Now, understanding this is all pre-COVID. So yes. It was in person, handshake, face-to-face. And the one thing I really appreciated was WXN did a great job in terms of providing information, because at that point I had never been a mentor. So to say I didn't know what I was doing is an understatement. But you know, the amount of information, the help, the package you got, and understanding the process of how they were going to pair you up with somebody else. Again, at the time, there were not too many applicants, at least that I saw, in construction. So coming from my background, I was a little curious as to who I would be paired up with. I ended up with a young woman who was in a large corporation, but her question was, how do I keep my entrepreneurial spirit inside the constraints of a large corporation? So we had a lot of fun talking about how to make that work and how you could still do that under those conditions. So we met face to face. It was once monthly. And it wasn't so much constrained by time. We were some distance apart, so we ended up having to pick venues in somewhere in the middle. And but it was really a back and forth. And to be honest, I think I learned as much from her as she learned from me, or at least I hope so. But it was a great experience. And I have been a big proponent of mentoring ever since then. So, you know, when WMC started talking about mentorship, this was the first thing that came to mind, was my experience at WXN, and what a positive thing it was for me, and what I felt that it could really offer to a lot of women, young and old, who are looking to get into business, who are looking to have more personal growth, you know, whether they're an owner, an employee. There's a lot you can learn from somebody who's been there. So I'm excited about the fact that we're looking at offering a program and working with WXN to give somebody else the same opportunity that I have.
Yeah. Yes. So I guess we should get into why we're doing this podcast, because we're kind of giving everyone a little tease, as you will.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're looking, we're partnering with WXN, and we're looking to sponsor someone under our WMC initiative to be the mentee. So, you know, just to help women in the industry, help them feel supported, build their confidence, have a supportive network and role model. And obviously, you know, it's, this plan is long term. Hopefully we can sponsor more people in the future. But yeah, we're looking just to sponsor, you know, one person right now, because obviously there is like a cost and stuff related to it. So Sarah, for those listening to the podcast today who may, you know, be applying to be the mentee, what can they expect from the process? I know you and Jane kind of touched on it a bit. There's like the time, you know, obviously the application process. So maybe
absolutely
a little debrief of start to finish of how that would work out for them.
So first of all, Jane, I'm so glad that you mentioned the entrepreneur category. We do have that category, but it also reminds me that since then, and I'm not sure it was available at the time that you won, we have a skilled trades category as well. So we do have our skilled trades winners who are so willing to mentor, you know, women who are either within in skilled trades or, you know, may have had, obviously a very male dominated industry, so may have had those tough conversations in another male dominated industry. So it's lovely that we have that additional category there as well. So there is an application process. So really, I know that Rachel and Jessica and Tanya have the application information. And with that application, you answer a whole bunch of questions about yourself. So things we know, really, it's like almost kind of like creating your LinkedIn profile from scratch, but not quite as much detail. So you're going to put that information in. And from there, we match you with a mentor. So it's not, you don't have to worry so much about that mentor not having anything to do with you. Whether we know very well our award winners' background and their passions and what they do. So we match you very as closely as we can with a mentor that will work with you. I have to say that we've had mentors work with mentees that are not necessarily within the same, you know, exact industry, but it still works out. You know, Jane, yours was within a larger organization, but still wanted that entrepreneurial mindset. So, you know, we try to really work with what we receive in those packages. Once the program starts, it runs from January to June. And there's about 42 and a half hours of in-class, I guess, work. It is all virtual. So again, because we are post-COVID era, we really realize that there's that there is a value to connecting virtually, just like in person, especially because we're connecting across Canada, across North America. So that virtual aspect really helps. So that would be your virtual aspect of the classes themselves, as well as your mentorship piece. There's no expectation for the mentor and mentee to meet in person. That being said, if it works for them, amazing. But that can be done virtually as well. So the mentor would be expected to absolutely attend those meetings, that 42 and a half hours of in-class pieces. They're also, and it really is, it's important to be present. So to put that information or those dates in your calendar and make sure that you're not, barring any sort of emergency situation, scheduling over that time, because it really is, the course builds on itself. So you really want to be able to be a part of each of those sessions. You also, the mentee, once they receive their mentor information, it's their job to really connect with that mentee and get those meetings scheduled. Those meetings are the only piece that are not pre-scheduled in the program itself. So they'll want to look at their calendars and get them scheduled as soon as they can at times that work for them. So, you know, there's the goal is to have one a month, but if for some reason there's a busy time and you need to kind of push two closer together, that's not a problem either. You know, they really need to be able to be present and want to put the work in. So there's that 42 and a half hours in class, but then of course, depending on your goal, you're going to need to take time outside to work on it, of course, right? So you're not going to, you know, your goal's not going to just come to you. You need to put the work in to get it. So they really need to be able to commit to that. Again, that work outside the class and the trying to be there are really the two pieces that you really need to commit to. The other thing that they can expect is that, like I said earlier, those classes are engaging and interactive. So you're going to expect to be placed into smaller settings and really need to be prepared to talk to others. I mean, in some cases, of course, we can't necessarily have our video on if we're in a hoteling station or, you know, lunchroom, or sometimes at home with the kids, the dogs, the cats, whatever. So we want to make sure that you know, cameras, it's encouraged to have the camera on, but it's understandable if those need to be turned off every once in a while for whatever the reason. But really that commitment to be engaged and be a part of the program are really important.
Thanks so much, Sarah. So Jane, I'll kind of loop you into this because again, you obviously were part of this program. And so why do you think this program is so important, Jane? And especially, you know, relating to, you know, our WMC initiative, again, Sarah had mentioned now, you know, with the skilled trades and that category and entrepreneurship and obviously, you know, mechanical contracting or construction in general, so male dominated. Why do you think it's so important, you know, for the WMC initiative, why are they wanting to do this program and push the mentorship piece in the industry?
Well, I think, I have to agree with Sarah that having a specific designated program that people put the effort in to apply to and sign up for is important, because you really, commitment is the big thing.
Yeah.
There is no point signing up if you're not 100% committed to participating, respecting each other's time, respecting each other's level of commitment, and having a formalized mentoring process. You know, you've made that commitment, you're now obligated, or you should be obligated, to participate and get as much out of it as you possibly can. From a WMC point of view and a woman in construction point of view, I've been in construction a long time. And I've seen and heard just about everything. You know, I've been in those awkward job site meetings where they ask you if you're the site secretary. I've been.
Oh, my.
It is very interesting when you turn around and say, no, I sign your paycheck. That gets their attention. But, you know, the part in between where you're just getting into the industry or you're not sure if you want to get into the industry, you're doing something else, but you're looking at construction as an option. I have been out there waving the women should be in construction flag for a long time. I think there are a lot of great opportunities for women. And having a mentorship program where you can ask those tough questions, like how did you handle bullying on site? How do you get that self-confidence to go out there in what has always been deemed to be a man's world? How do you work past that? How as a young woman can I feel accepted in mechanical contracting? Those are all things that you can get perspective on through a mentoring program, through people who have been there, done that, bought the coffee, taken the minutes, and developed into more senior roles. And the sky is really the limit for women in construction. The time is now. There is a skilled trades shortage, and I'm so happy to hear that there's now a skilled trades category. There certainly wasn't when I applied. But whether you're skilled trades, whether you're management, whether you're estimating, whether you're a project manager, having someone who's been there, who's walked in those footsteps is invaluable from my perspective. I had a wonderful mentor that I could look up to and ask questions to. I certainly was more than pleased when I got the opportunity to be a mentor because it can be scary. It hasn't traditionally been something that women have been encouraged to do is construction. And there are a lot of things that would benefit from a more diverse workforce. Problem solving, the whole, we think differently than each other, but it means that if we both put our ideas into the pool, then you get a more diverse response and probably better ideas. So to me, having programs like this that are available to women, young women who think they want to go into construction, women who are in one career who may be looking at construction as an option. I don't see that there are any negatives to having someplace you can go to say, hey, I really want to do this, but I'm scared, I'm concerned, I'm hesitant. Do I know enough? Am I going in the right direction? And having someone to bounce that off of and having a resource that you can just absorb and ask questions to, I think is a great thing. And that's why at WMC we have been discussing mentoring for a long time and trying to find the right platform that we can promote this to our membership and to the Mechanical Contractors Association. We are looking at this on a long-term, big platform capacity.
Yes.
We're going to start with one. Hopefully there will be many more after that.
Yes, awesome. And so before I kind of go into the next point of the podcast, Sarah, I know Jane had mentioned, especially in this industry, there's people thinking about joining it, and it could be like a different, backgrounds, whether it be age, diversity, background, whatever it may be. Like, is there like a typical mentee that you hope for, or is this open to anyone? Like, doesn't matter if you're just kind of switching careers, if you've been in your career for a while and you're still looking to have a mentorship, like, is there like a typical mentee you all look for, or is it a pretty open spectrum there?
It's rather open. If you are interested in kind of bettering, not bettering yourself. That's a horrible way to put it, but really sounds like, you know, if you're really interested in continued growth, this is the place to be. We've had people from just out of university that really are kind of like, where do I go from here, to people who are further along in their career. The only thing is, if you get too high up, you might be matched for the mentor that might be along the same lines as of career. That doesn't mean that you're not going to learn anything. It just means it's a different type of relationship, right? We all learn from each other. So there's no real harm. You just have to understand that, you know, if you're up there in the C-suite, you might be up there in the C-suite with your mentor as well. And that's okay. It works. We all learn from each other either way. As Jane said, she was learning from her mentee, right? So we're all learning from each other. It's just having that person to bounce those ideas off of. And again, it's all in what you're willing to put in there. So I think not necessarily level of career, but level of commitment is important. To know that from January to June, you're going to be committed to yourself, and this program is really important. And know that can sound scary, but we are here to support you as well. So on our end, we're supplying some support emails, and the people who run the program are supportive. There's a lot of things in there as well. So there's the commitment piece, but know that there's the support too. It's not you on your own.
Awesome. Perfect. So sounds like obviously this is a great program and stuff. And Sarah, is there like out of the top of your head a success story you could tell us about, obviously without giving too much detail? You know, obviously Jane sounds like, you know, even being a mentor, you know, and still moving up in the WXN network and being brought back, like that to me is success on its own. But do you have like a mentee story you mind sharing with us and those listening?
Absolutely. And really, I love hearing from the mentors as well, and the growth from them. Of course, you know, we bring you on because you are award winners and fabulous people. So from the mentee side of things, I have some kind of general ones, but I also took the program as a participant. So for myself, I started a new career path when I first joined WXN, having come from education, and I was second guessing myself and kind of asking questions consistently of myself and feeling that doubt heading into the program when I started it. But by the end, I had that feeling of confidence, and there's not really a way to describe even when it happened, but just knowing I had those tools and being able to bring those tools forward with me made me feel like I was equipped to continue to goal set and continue to move ahead in my career, and really has given me the confidence to continue to set higher goals for myself and to continue to grow within my position. But I do constantly hear that feeling of confidence building, not just myself, but from others. Someone this year said she was at the point of burnout when she really joined the program. You know, it was that idea of, okay, I really want to commit to myself, but we're really at a crossroads here where I'm just feeling like I don't know how much further I can go. At by the end, she said she went from burnout to breakthrough within the program, which is amazing, awesome. Right? So just having those tools. Another program participant ended up applying for kind of a stretch position while in the program, a role that she wouldn't have applied for had she not attended the program and really received those tools and the guidance and the support that she had. So lots of success. I mean, and those are kind of an idea of like the larger, like the idea of, you know, applying to a new job and really having that confidence to do so, but just the confidence in within yourself. Like I almost could feel that change happening throughout the program, that feeling of, okay, so it might not have gone my way, but I have the tools to get back on track. So just that those tools that come from it, the confidence, they're the huge breakthroughs and the huge successes that come from the program. They might look different for each person, but it definitely builds those things.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Sarah. So we're kind of just wrapping up towards the end here, and there's just one last point I'm hoping we can move on. And Jane, I'll start with you on this. So obviously you were a mentor, and to you it was important to, you know, be a mentor. And I think a lot of people listening, obviously, you know, WXN is probably looking for mentors, and as they grow and expand their network. So those listening who could, you know, fit into that mentor, you know, shoes, why is it so important to be a mentor? You know, obviously people, things are busy, like yourself, you're running your business at the time. I'm sure you had like 1,000 reasons why it just wouldn't work out. Like, what would you tell people who are thinking about being a mentor and, you know, why they should do it?
Well, I think it's, you know, as I said, I had a great mentor for me in my career.
Yeah.
And as I want more women to want to be in construction, for me, it was important to give back, you know, or pay it forward, whatever you want to call it. The fact that I had someone that I could go to, that I could ask questions. I agree with Sarah. Self-confidence is a huge issue, especially for women. We seem to not give ourselves enough credit most of the time. And having somebody say, yes, you can do this. And yes, you know what you know, be who you can be. This is a career for you. And just give them that moral support and help them with understanding that they have it in them if this is what they want to do. Being able to pay that back to somebody who may be questioning, you know, as Sarah said, is this the right path for me? Well, you know, if you've got somebody you can bounce this off of who can share their experiences and maybe give you that boost that says, yeah, I'm on the right track for me. To me, that made it very rewarding. And I think anybody who has worked their way through anything, has paid the price, has put the effort in, the blood, sweat, and tears, and to be able to give that experience to somebody else that may make, you may say that one thing that makes the entire difference, whether somebody goes right or left on at the fork in the path. And, you know, if you can change one person's life for the better, then that makes it all worthwhile. So yes, you can be as busy.
Yeah.
I know I was running my company, but it was still so rewarding for me to just sit down and talk to somebody who just wanted to expand their abilities and expand what they wanted to do. And it was a great experience. I would highly recommend it to anybody.
Awesome. And then Sarah, I'll leave you with the last point again. You hit on obviously like the confidence building, the mentee side. And again, you know, we're trying to promote and have more details soon about sponsoring a mentee. And again, same thing. I personally think I would fit into the mentee shoes. And, you know, it's something that I've been looking into personally and kind of have done informally with mentorships. And again, there's like a million reasons I can think of, like, oh my goodness, is this person going to dissect my career? You know what I'm doing? You know, so what would you say, like one last word of advice to those thinking about being a mentee, and again, why they should just do it and apply to this program?
So just a couple of things. It's a safe space, right? So a lot of times we have mentorship within our organizations, but this one's not somebody that is working with you. And so it's a nice safe space to bounce those ideas off of and to really find out if you are, you know, get ideas about different ways to do things. So maybe you're going headstrong one way and they're providing you, you know, maybe try this. Oh, wait a second. And that might just adjust your path a little bit. So that safe space, that safe connecting space is really important, in whatever way you get it, but a mentorship relationship for sure, helps along those lines. And they're unbiased, right? Because they're outside of your organization. They're not looking at the way things have always been done within this organization or the way that, you know, this is the way that it has always been done. So why don't we continue it this way? They're external. On the front of, you know, how to get the most out of it and really to why to be that mentee and why to come in and be that and be part of this program would be really along those lines of having another place to connect. A lot of us have very supportive workplaces. but no one's ever said I have too many supportive people in my life. So, right. So that extra mentorship piece is really important in that way. You know, that extra piece of support, that is a different way of having support. You're not going to your manager and saying, I've been doing things this way and it's just not working. You're going to somebody else and maybe bringing in fresh eyes as well. So there's a lot of reasons there to be that mentee. And I agree, Rachel, that mentorship piece, like I always wanted it as well, but didn't realize what I needed. And so you're looking at, you know, it's hard to explain how you feel after a mentorship relationship and situation and setting. But you really do have a support system. It just extends your support system, and not just, it's just, that's the basis. And what you get from it from there is amazing. That there's never had somebody that I've spoken to that said, oh, my mentor was just not supportive. It's right there. You're all in it for the same reason. They want to be supportive to you as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like that. Like, no one ever said they had too many supportive people. That's sold it for me. But yeah,
you're right. Great.
Yeah. So thank you both for being on the episode today. Jane, thank you, our WMC vice chair. Sarah from WXN. Again, hopefully we'll have some information out soon how those who are part of the WMC initiative can apply to be a mentee and have a sponsor through it. Again, obviously WXN, they have lots of openings as well. So if, you know, you're not able to get through the WMC initiative, hopefully, you know, your workplace is able to sponsor you as well. So yeah, stay tuned for more info on that. And again, thank you both for being on today. And we're looking forward to working more with WXN on this initiative.
Thanks for having me, Rachel. Good job, Rachel, again.
Thank you for having me, Rachel. It was wonderful. And I'm looking forward to continuing our relationship.
Yes,
it's great.
Well.
I'm glad. Yes. Like you said, we'll start with one and then maybe more next year.
Yeah.